Back here in WBAL, Brett Hollander and the Missile Cadre Ismail. Coming up next hour, Alec Lemon, wideout from Syracuse and went to Arundel High. He's trying to make it to the National Football League.
He's a baller.
You've been in his spot before, I believe.
I have.
His precise spot.
It's crazy. It's a fun time. It's a nerve-wracking time. But it's really, when you look back on it, and I know people are going to be saying it's one of those times where it's like, oh, my God, this is so great. But until you make that 53-man roster, it's like, yeah, it's just a part of the bigger picture.
Also, next hour, we will have headlines at 8:35.
Headlines.
And we will continue our tour around the American League Eastern Division with a stop in Toronto. We'll hear about the Blue Jays, who were perhaps the busiest team in baseball this past off season. I want to remind everyone that coming up tomorrow, Orioles baseball on WBAL, O's and Mets for the Grapefruit League finale. It has been a long, long spring, but we're ready to close the curtain down on spring training and head to the regular season and games that actually matter. So a rare 12:05 first pitch tomorrow at Ed Smith Stadium. O's and Mets, Joe Angel and Fred Manfred have the call. Again, 12:05 is the start time, and then the Orioles will head to down the road from Sarasota to St. Pete.
Little short trip.
Closed up their lockers today, sent things back to Baltimore that need to get to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And then they'll play three at the Trop starting on Tuesday. Our coverage on Tuesday begins at 2 o'clock. Keith Mills will join me live from Dempsey's Brew Pub at the warehouse at Camden Yards. Come on by.
Woo-hoo.
Have a lunch. Have an early, early happy hour and watch some Orioles baseball. It'll be the Orioles and the Rays for the first of 162. And then coming up on Friday, of course, we have all-day coverage of opening day in Baltimore 2013, where our team will be at Dempsey's Brew Pub and we'll be scattered throughout the ballpark coming up on Friday. So lots to get into. Very excited about next week as we start that long, long journey. And then, Q, before you know it, draft, the Preakness, springtime is the best time in Baltimore.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, it is the best time. But I also have to say, it's all about golfing.
I knew you were going to say that. So 61 tomorrow. I know you might be going to that game in D.C. tomorrow night.
I might, but that doesn't mean I can't squeeze in a quick early round. And that's what it's all about. I'm going to be rusty as all get out. I went a couple Saturdays ago to a golf place over in Timonium off of York Road and was swinging and hitting the ball in the simulator and just was feeling it. And just said to myself, man, I want to get out there. So when I walked outside, of course, the rain was coming down and it was freezing. And I was like, okay, there's no way. So hopefully, yeah, I'll be able to get out and hit the little white ball.
Well, I do want to talk about that more with you coming up. And I also want to talk about Tiger. We're getting close to major season here.
Yeah, we are.
Very, very close. When we come back, young Alec Lemon, Syracuse wideout from Arundel High School, trying to get to the NFL. That story's coming up next. It's 8 o'clock.